I don't know what it's like in New York, but in the South, all the statues, period, are going away. It doesn't matter who the statue is of, it's got to go away. So my question is, when you take all these statues down, you got to replace them with something.
Right, of course.
So who can we make a statue of and replace them with?
You know, it's so funny because anybody we come up with now, in 100 years from now, they're going to be like, take down that statue of Kim Kardashian. You know, whoever we come up with. I don't know why I thought her immediately, but come up with anybody you want to, because in a few years from now, they're going to be canceled. There's going to be some reason why they don't belong up. So just go for it. You know, how about this? We have a big giant hat and everybody puts a name in there. And just pick out a bunch, and then whoever's on the name, that's it. That's the statue you're making. Like, okay, Bugs Bunny, great.
Bugs Bunny, that's a good one. Betty White, could we have a Betty White statue?
Why is there not a Betty White statue in every city?
I know, so that's what I'm saying. We should have Betty White. How about Dave Grohl? We need to have Dave Grohl in every city. A statue of Dave. I don't think anybody can be against that.
He's certainly handsome enough.
And he's got great music. So, you know, maybe Britney Spears.
Well, see, that would be a controversial one. Like, now you would do Britney Spears, but then people would look back and say, well, she had that breakdown and she wasn't a good role model. And, you know, there'll be some reason why. So you have to go with people that are squeaky clean.
Dolly Parton.
Squeaky clean. That's a good one. Dolly Parton.
Nobody's ever going to come up in 100 years and say, let's take that down.
I know, but everyone's going to be molesting it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, God, her and those boobs. It's going to be obscene. Like, people are not going to be able to. You can't have a Dolly Parton statue and people be respectful around it. I'm sorry. They just can't.
Johnny Cash.
Good choice.
I mean, I don't think Johnny Cash is going to come out in 100 years that he did bad things. He's only done good things.
Right. Iconic. Who doesn't like him? You know, he's kind of like, squeaky clean. Although you and I don't know enough about Johnny Cash. We're saying this right now and somebody listening is going, oh no, he had that one thing where he did that thing and he stole that thing. Or you got to really do your, research before you choose somebody.
Oprah.
That's why I think we should choose. No, but not, I think you're going down the wrong road, my friend.
Not
I think
Oprah.
It should be Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. You know what I mean? Squeaky clean. Everybody loves him. Never done anything. You're never going to read something about Santa that he did something to the elves, you know what I mean? Or that he had child labor or whatever. No, you're never going to read that because he's Santa.
James Gandolfini.
So, that's a good one.
Yeah. Only in my yard. Or just shoes. Do a statue of a shoe, a phallic symbol, a light post, just things like that. I don't think people...
A lightsaber.
I don't know. People could be against that in 100 years, maybe. Baby Yoda Star Wars statue.
Right. Has to be characters. Can't be real people. Real people are flawed. That's my theory.